CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome David Maxwell, a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, to help me puzzle through North Korea and the provocation upon us. Wall Street Journal reporting, North Korea appears to have restarted Yongbyon nuclear reactor. Subhead, inspectors cite evidence of resumed operations at the plutonium-producing plant, which had been shut down since 2018. Lead paragraph, North Korea appears to have resumed operation of its plutonium-producing reactor at Yongbyon in a move that could enable the reclusive country to expand its nuclear weapons arsenal. This according to the IAEA, the UN's atomic watchdog. David, a very good evening to you. First, the plutonium-producing plant at Yongbyon. This has been a tool that North Korea has used for many years. Do you see this particular event of restarting Yongbyon as different from the past when it's been restarted? Good evening to you.
Well, I'd have to defer to the technical experts on that. But I think, you know, we know that Yongbyon is not used to produce electrical power, for any peaceful means. It is really used, to reprocess, and to develop, fissile material for, weapons grade nuclear weapons. And so, if they are producing plutonium, it is really to, develop nuclear weapons, and which they've of course done in the past. So I see this, you know, the evidence that IAEA is talking about, that it started a couple months ago. So they are likely producing this to increase their stockpile of nuclear warheads.
Nuclear warheads are a provocation, especially because the Iran is much in the news. Over the years, there's been a lot of anecdote about the connection between North Korea's nuclear weapons program and Iran's suspect nuclear weapons program. However, I want to step farther back. Let's get all the way back to low Earth orbit. This is coming during a pandemic that is now sweeping Asia. The Delta variant is damaging the economies of Southeast Asia, of Australia, of Jakarta, of India. And to my memory, there has been no provocation at this scale since the beginning of the pandemic. Is that significant in your mind, David?
Yes, I think it is. I think that certainly from Kim Jong-un's perspective, he has been inwardly focused for the most part because of the, you know, trying to mitigate the effects of COVID. He has deliberately shut off his economy from China. He's been dealing with natural disasters, but really he is trying to keep control of the population, and he's been using COVID mitigation measures to do that. So there's been an inward focus. However, we have also seen, in the rhetoric, and you know, statements and actions. Of course, in June of 2020, during the pandemic, Kim Yo-jong did threaten to blow up the North Korean liaison building in Kaesong, and of course they did that, which led to the South Koreans passing the anti-leaflet law last December. So that's a demonstration of using threats and provocations to gain political and economic concessions. And I think that's what we really need to look in terms of a pattern here and what Kim Jong-un is trying to do, for the future, which is short-term objective is to get sanctions relief. And I think when we look at the rhetoric, the actions, the restarting of the nuclear power plant at Yongbyon as setting the conditions for future negotiations, and really trying to drive the U.S. to make concessions. That is what he's really trying to do, is have the U.S. make concessions in order to restart diplomacy and negotiations.
So this is, what is it called, Back to the Future. We're talking about beginning the provocation to invite the U.S. and the other parties to negotiate in order to begin to relieve the sanctions that have been in place since the last round of provocations. However, the puzzle in addition, is this a test of the Biden administration? Mr. Biden was in office with Barack Obama, and there's no reason to believe that that was a successful plan with Barack Obama. Is this Pyongyang just feeling its way forward in the dark, or do you hear something from the Biden administration that's discontinuous with the past?
Well, I think that one thing that I think is you know, I don't think the Biden administration is going to give up sanctions and offer sanctions relief. But I think from Kim Jong-un's perspective, he learned one thing from the Trump administration, and that is he gets credit for not doing something, not testing nuclear weapons and not testing ICBMs. You know, so he's been taught that. The second thing is that when they conduct negotiations, North Korea wants to have leverage to give concessions. And one concession that he is likely to offer up first is stopping the activity at Yongbyon nuclear power plant. And so he really could be setting the conditions for future negotiations. And it is classic Kim Jong-un, classic Kim family regime, their playbook, to use increased tensions, threats, and provocations to gain political and economic concessions. And then he is going to be able to say, you know, I will shut off the Yongbyon nuclear power plant in order in return for concessions. And once that happens, and that is the strategic mistake that we must avoid, the Biden administration must avoid, because once we make concessions and relieve sanctions at any level, then he is going to assess his strategy as successful. And then he will double down on his political warfare strategy, and we will see continued blackmail diplomacy with increased tensions, threats, and provocations.
Gore Vidal, the literary superstar, once taught me a lesson, David. I'm going to invoke it here. Never call it a conspiracy when the word coincidence will do. So, is it a coincidence that Pyongyang has restarted or is alleged to have restarted its nuclear reactor at the moment that the U.S. is retreating in disarray from Kabul and the U.S.'s partners in Europe are extremely unhappy, sometimes indiscreetly unhappy? Is it a coincidence these things are all happening in the same time frame?
Well, if Kim Jong-un had a crystal ball, since he started the nuclear power plant, according to the reports, before we began the withdrawal of Afghanistan, then he certainly had a good foresight to do that. And now that's just been, you know, it's coming to light. So it does seem coincidental, at least. However, I do think that he does want to exploit the Afghan situation, and it is his assessment that President Biden may be looking for a foreign policy win, and he might want to try to bring him to the negotiating table, thinking that President Biden wants a win so badly that he will make the concessions that Kim Jong-un demands. And that may be Kim Jong-un's calculus. Conspiracy? Coincidence? I can't really say, but it sure is a coincidence.
Yes, neither can I. So that's why I remember Gore Vidal so fondly, having taught me that. Now, the other coincidence, Xi Jinping in China is making loud remarks these days about thou shalt not, ranging from thou shalt not let your 12-year-old play video games more than 3 hours a week to thou shalt not do IPOs in the West. Thou shalt not challenge my abuse of the Uyghur people. Thou shalt not look into the jailing of freedom lovers in Hong Kong. Thou shalt not. Can we connect anything that is going on in Beijing, which is presenting Xi Jinping as anything but a modern man, with these events in North Korea?
Well, I think it is, you know, somewhat paradoxical or ironic that China has often, for years, tried to press North Korea to make Chinese-style reforms. And now, in fact, it looks like that China is adopting the ways of North Korea to become a hermit kingdom, become isolated, to cut off people and information and the economy from the outside world. So it seems like he's taken a lesson from Kim Jong-un. Is Kim Jong-un acting in concert with Xi Jinping? It's possible that he could be a distraction, although I like to think about Kim Jong-un not necessarily coordinating with Xi Jinping, but being a spoiler in great power competition on his own, doing what is best for him. Right. And, of course, it can have negative impact on both China and the United States. More so, of course, hoping for against the United States, but it could cause friction within the great power competition. And I think any friction between China and the U.S. is a benefit to North Korea. And of course, any friction between North Korea and the U.S. is a benefit to China.
David Maxwell, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.